Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
Many Christians have bought into the world's idea of good, believing that God would never intend injury or harm. But experience shows us that this just isn't true. I mean, some of the most godly saints are Christians who have suffered terribly. So what does the Bible mean when it uses the word good? Well, simply this: God intends all things for the good of our souls. He will never allow anything to harm or injure our soul. For God has taken away the only kind of suffering that could ever really damage us, and that is separation from Him. And this means that now all suffering that comes our way is designed by God to make our souls great and courageous. And honestly, grasping that important principle has helped me see that there are just more important things in life than having use of your hands or your legs or walking. And that's the deeper healing I talk about in this book, Beside Bethesda.
And when was this born in your heart, and how did it come about?
Well, years ago when I was in the hospital, I would spend sleepless nights, so many nights, picturing the scene at the Pool of Bethesda from John chapter 5. Some of our listeners might recognize that passage as the place where many sick and diseased and disabled people used to gather, hoping that once the, quote, angel stirred the waters, they might be able to be healed. Well, I would imagine myself among that crowd of sick and disabled people. I mean, I pictured myself there. I saw myself dressed in a rough burlap cloak, maybe lying on a straw mat next to that paralyzed man who had been disabled for 38 years. I picture that. I imagine myself among that crowd, all of them looking to be healed. But as often as I dreamed about rising to my feet, God's answer to my prayers, my request for a physical healing, remained no. And, oh, my goodness, I teetered on the edge of bitterness and depression, but something inside me whispered, search deeper, look further. God is always true to His word. And sure enough, my greatest disappointment turned out to be an open door to great delight. And it happened when I began asking God, okay, if I'm not going to be healed physically, then what kind of healing are you talking about? There's that incredible portion of Scripture where the same Son of God who healed withered hands, the same man said, if that hand leads you into sin, then cut it off. Mm-hmm. Right there shows us God's priorities. I always thought physical healing was the big deal, but obviously God thinks a spiritual healing, a soul healing, is a much, much bigger deal.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.